did we save that for tomorrow?
I don't know.
What's today?
Today is Friday, actually.
See, that didn't sound as good as a Friday. Friday high five. You son of a bitch. Where are we?
We're in your new crib.
I've got a crib?
Yeah.
I'm not having a baby, am I?
I don't know.
I don't think so. That would be bad.
Yeah, we're in your new place. It's Friday. I don't know why we're doing a show. We just, you know, why not? We have guests. Are you looking at your watch for some reason?
We have guests?
Yeah.
Who's over our house?
Mine. It's yours and Erica's.
Who is Erica?
Your wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still fucked up.
Why don't we have all our guests introduce themselves? Right.
I'm still fucked up from the moon base.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Your bones are mushy.
The mushy bones.
I'm Erica, his wife.
I was just looking at your face.
I'm Donnelly, I'm also his wife.
You have two wives?
I'm a Mormon.
And one of them is a man?
I hate to break this to you.
You're Mormon.
I'm a Mormon. You know those phony phone calls
I
made?
I knew it. Yep.
Those are my friends. Cut it out.
I'm Andrea. I'm his other wife.
Three.
Well, the ratio is pretty good. 2-1. In guys to girls.
Cool.
What?
This one doesn't know how to talk to her. It's so retarded.
So what have you been up to?
Well, ever since that moon base, I've been looking for
moon rocks.
I love moon rocks.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. Did you get a new video game?
I did get a new video game. It's Metroid 3.
Oh, wow.
Donnelly's impressed.
It's awesome.
This guy, I don't know if you know Donnelly. Right here.
I know.
It's me.
He takes really good pictures.
He does really good pictures. He's a big picture guy.
Has Donnelly been on the show before?
It's the first time.
He's called in.
Just like this next person. Awesome. Called 718.
304.
7856.
Six.
Let's play that.
Okay.
Guess who this is? Guess who it is? It's right, it's Jeff Goldblum. I'm back. I went to the moon base. I was a day late. I took the slow rocket. That's right, they make slow rockets now. You know who invented those? The turtle. Benjo, Jeff Goldblum again. Sorry, I have my own live studio audience with me today. That's right, I'm shooting this new show. It's called The Cosby Show 2. We do it live every week. I don't know if you know this, but William H. Macy, he doesn't do live TV shows. He does not do that. I do. Jeff Goldblum, the inventor of giraffe writing. All right, well, I gotta go. Fuck up your mom. Nope, jeez.
Hey, Ben and Joe, it's the hotness, William H. Macy. I'm almost done with my record. It's coming out. It's dropping soon. So I just heard that Jeff Goldblum called. He's got like this Cosby 2 coming at you. I think it's retarded. Live studio audience, my ass. I'll fuck him up real good. Dope cheese. Assholes!
Alright.
Can you guys believe that? Anybody in the room can comment on that.
That's pretty crazy.
I thought that was over at war.
Yeah, I know. And they just keep on bringing it. That's their job, I think. It's just to bring it. Both of them.
Did you come to my wedding?
I did. I was there.
You were there?
I was there.
Did you do anything important?
Did I do anything important at the wedding?
Yeah.
I don't think I did anything too important.
Yes,
I showed up.
Yes, you did.
I showed up. Who's that?
Made a great speech.
Oh, thanks, Aaron.
Yes. Yeah, and I love the way you reread it on the show 2 weeks
ago.
Oh,
yeah, that was
Naomi.
Fun. That was fun.
Where is Naomi, by the way?
She's at home. I left her there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ben, sensitive way.
I actually broke both of her legs, so she can't move.
Oh, no. Poor Naomi.
Wow.
Karate chops.
You gotta be hurting.
We got some audio from that.
We do?
Let's play that right now.
Okay. I'll slap you, bitch!
Do your best pterodactyl impression.
I'm a big fat faggot.
I said pterodactyl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry. I had to get that. This is how you do a pterodactyl impression.
Oh,
I hope I made someone deaf.
I really hope.
I think our neighbors hate us.
I think. Damn it, Tui.
All right, we're gonna tone it down for the rest of the show.
You hear about this new conspiracy?
That was fucking hilarious.
What conspiracy?
This new conspiracy. Want to hear it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is there a conspiracy?
New conspiracy.
Let's hear it.
What?
That was Loch Ness Monster.
What?
Audio from Loch Ness.
I heard that the Loch Ness really doesn't exist.
No, that was just the... Did you need to hear it again? Here, go.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster, totally real.
Wow. That's I'm so glad I heard that the second time, because the first time I didn't even hear it.
You have to hear it at least twice to believe it. Mm. So what do you guys think? Loch Ness Monster, real?
Totally real.
Fake.
I'm going to say it's real.
You say or doing it, I'd be so happy.
Fake or doing it. You forgot the name of the game. It's real, fake, or doing it.
That's what I said.
That was when I was a fan.
So, or doing it.
Oh.
You were just a fan because you were on the show then.
Yeah, I know. I had reason to listen.
This is marital. This is what happens in married life.
Mm. Oh, stop.
You're just arguing about the shows you listen to.
Right, shows.
You love being married.
I bet you Burt Reynolds goes to this all the time.
He actually called us up.
No kidding.
About his marital problems.
Let's listen.
Joe, Burt Reynolds, you know, the guy with the mustache. I have a wife and we have problems. That's it. That's all I'm saying. But I give her mustache rides every night. Faggots. Dope cheese.
That's gross. Burt Reynolds.
That's a bit more information than I needed.
Yeah.
That was the bandit?
Yep.
Sick.
Give him Smokey.
Wait, what? What? Smokey and the bandit?
Yeah.
And BJ and the Bear, right?
BJ and the Bear was a TV show.
That's disgusting.
It is pretty disgusting. That's mustache rides right there.
Oh.
Oh.
Mustache rides.
Is that what that is?
Oh no. Gross. See, you have a microwave. That's good.
Yeah, we like to cook things.
Yeah, what? Joe cooked dinner tonight. That was what? Delicious.
I'm gonna let them explain.
What did you guys have?
He made marinated chicken. And pasta. He's very domesticated. He made a salad with cucumbers.
I am impressed. Cucumber salad, huh? Very nice.
It was pretty good.
Very nice.
Delicious.
I had salad today, too. A Japanese salad.
Was it tossed salad?
No.
Just make it short.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So, that's awesome.
Thanks.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh no, Joe had to leave.
That was
I think he's getting his camera.
I think he was offended a bit.
He's probably throwing up from laughing so hard at that last visual joke.
He's getting the camera? Oh, he is boy. Getting the camera.
He's getting the camera.
Oh, no. That's not cool.
Wait, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Dead people. Is it eyes?
Uh-oh. Oh.
That's a happy face. That's gonna offend somebody.
Is that album heart?
Just a little.
That's up to you.
Well, okay.
I don't want to get fired from the profession I may have, so.
Okay. So, we'll leave it up to your imagination.
That's right, a little inside joke right there. Let me put it this way. It's not quite raping babies.
But it's pretty damn close.
But it's a... What do you think? Michael Vick, terrorists. Which is worse?
Which is worse?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're equally. They're bad. Sorry, I can't pick.
There's a lot of puppy fans in this room right
now. I love puppies.
That's true.
Man, I like dogs.
Wow. Wow, 2,000 people die. Oh. Five dogs.
Save the dogs.
Just five. Not just five dogs, five loser dogs. They couldn't even win a fight.
Oh, sure. Horrendous.
They were probably pregnant, so there are more dogs involved.
Good point.
Oh,
who do you think would win a fight? A dog or a pig?
Let's find out.
Pigs are quite vicious.
America.
Erica, who would win?
Pigs are very vicious. I'm serious. If there's going to be an attack, it's probably going to be by a pig, not a dog. All
right.
Okay, so one for pig.
I don't need a pig.
He's morally offended to the pig.
Andrea?
Dogs have teeth and paws that they can whack. Pigs are kind of fat and they're a little...
Well, like, what if it's like a wild pig?
A boar.
I'm gonna say the pig's
That's
take.
That's different.
I think boar the pig has different. Nothing to lose. I think the dog likes his house. Got a little dog house.
Not if it's a Michael Vick dog. Michael Vick dog lives in a cage.
What about Hogzilla? That's a fucking big girl. Hug. A big hog.
Yeah.
What about that thing from The Lion King?
What's I'm saying
pig. Pumbaa?
Pumbaa.
He would eat wild hogs. No, he wouldn't. He likes to eat bugs. Anybody that likes to eat bugs is probably badass.
Hakuna Matata.
Like Survivor
means
Man?
No worries.
What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata.
Alright, what was the worst?
Killing dogs.
What was the worst Disney movie?
So that means. what was the worst Disney movie?
Yeah, ever.
It was a lot.
No! Ben is not a fan.
Ben hates Disney.
Ben is
Disney.
Not a fan.
The Land Before Time 18.
Yeah.
That's not Disney, is it?
I don't think that's
a WB.
WB. Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
That was a racist thing, too.
That was pretty racist.
It was a frog.
A frog's a race.
That was a green frog.
Do I need to spell it out for you?
Alright, you're right.
Do I?
Spell it.
Spell it. WB.
R.
OD.
O.
Did you see Miss Teen USA?
I did. She's a dish, right?
She just called up.
What?
She did.
Miss Teen USA.
Mm-hmm.
To our
show.
She
called.
She
called 718-304-7856.
She should have just emailed us that then. I heard some text.
You are good.
Gmail.com.
Good one.
I'm gonna play that voicemail. It's R, right?
Yeah, press R.
The Iraq tissues and microphones and letters because I have fun. I think I dialed. Cheese dope. Yeah. What?
So.
She's a smart one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's
she is.
Good.
She is smart. So don't do that.
Yeah, that's not good for the retina.
Put the flash up to your eye.
Cold.
What? I'm sorry. Huh? I was studying.
Do you guys know any good jokes?
I know a great joke.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Erica.
Oh.
That's what
Why
I thought was
my
coming.
Your mom joke, huh?
I knew it was a your mom joke. Because you do it every time.
Sorry, dear.
Joke.
Sorry,
a
dear.
Joke.
Your mom's a joke.
Listen.
Your mom is a joke. I'm beating you to it. Try saying it. Your mom's a joke. Right. You can't even do it. Your mom's a joke.
Listen,
your mom's a joke.
Listen,
your mom's
listen,
a joke.
Everyone,
a joke.
I'm closer to the microphone.
Your,
so when
your
I,
mom is a joke.
I have to say it's more important.
Kiss you.
Maybe you should kiss.
Maybe they should kiss.
Your mom's a joke.
All right, this is what I need to tell you. All
right.
It's very important.
Your mom's a joke?
It's all about...
Your mom's a joke?
Right, I'm done talking.
All right. So it's just my show right now.
Yeah, you take it away.
It's the Ben Show.
I heard
okay.
Ben.
Ooh, it's the Ben Show.
Okay, let me tell you about this retarded guy that lives in my development.
Your mom?
Good one.
Hey, Ben, hey, Joe, this is Mr. Wizard. What's going on, Holmes? Listen, I'm rolling right now with my bitches. That's right, right now we're getting new rims installed in my Mr. Wizard Jeep. I don't even need rims, the second that I've been in Joe, because my car can fly. So, scratch the rims idea. Damn, I'm really hungry, though.
The wizard needs food.
Alright, wizard out. Dope cheese.
Because that's how we do things, right?
We do things right here.
Speaking of Macho Man, MachoMan.com on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Featuring wrestling.
I was going to do it if you didn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear he's looking for bitches?
He is. For his... MachoMan.com contest of women.
Right? MissMachoMan.com
something like that.
Or something.
Yeah. I would totally be his bitch.
You totally would, baby. I like it.
I should enter.
Just so you know, Andrew and Donnelly are a couple.
Oh.
That's right. I was going to say, that makes your significant other, male or female, you'd want to be MissMachoMan.com on the internet.
I'd be scared. I would
what if
be
Naomi
scared.
Said to you?
I'd be scared.
Ben.
I'd be really, really scared.
Ben Ross.
Yes, that's
I want to be the Macho Man.
I'd say good luck.
Girl.
Hope you don't get date raped.
I would take her out. I would totally win that contest. It was me and Naomi.
All right, it's a throwdown. Andrew and Naomi from Macho Man and MachoMan.com, World Wide Web featuring wrestling. Be that girl. Are you going to watch? Or are you going to say, guys, don't do it?
No, I would say, guys, do not do this. This is a mistake. You're making a mistake.
Pudding.
No, you're making a mistake.
You know why he's making a mistake? Because
say, I'll smack you, bitch. That's why.
Right, that's weird. We get that voicemail all the time.
We do?
Yeah. Oh. No, but seriously. All right, fine. Andrea, Naomi, Pudding. Fire ropes. The ropes are on fire.
That's so dangerous.
Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
That's bad.
I think it sounds very entertaining.
Are you a Republican?
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
All right, fine. Andrea, it's dangerous. Naomi, Pudding, fire ropes in a circus. In the circus. They travel around.
Is this dealing with Macho Man, though?
MachoMan.com.
I'm sorry. On the internet,
featuring Wild Wild Web
dangerous.
Wrestling.
Dangerous.
All right, fine. If Macho Man was also a firefighter, he could put out the flame ropes whenever he wanted to.
All right, fine. As long as he's a real hero.
It's a gas fire, though. He needs baking soda.
Baking soda?
Is that how you put
and
that
And the foam, right? Don't they have foam trucks now?
They have foam trucks. They've got foam
trucks. Does Mr. Wizard have a foam truck?
Or he's got a flying car.
Probably with rims, too.
He's also dead, though.
Right.
He's dead. That. He can't drive cars. Right. Because he's dead.
Backlogs.
Right.
You know, he could probably drive those cloud cars that the Care Bears had. That's what he probably is driving right now. Which fly. And he's in heaven.
I don't think he's in heaven.
He's in hell.
You don't think he's in heaven?
I think he's in hell.
I think most wizard. Of us are going to hell.
Like James Brown?
He's in hell?
Oh. Yeah.
That's right, he is.
I heard about he that. Is.
Did his body get there yet? Because I thought it was traveling around for a while.
Yeah, it took a while, but it's finally there.
Were they ready for his grave again?
Get up off my grave.
Get up off that thing. My grave.
Yeah.
Old jokes.
It's a man's afterworld.
Who's gonna win in a death fight?
A death fight?
Death fight. MachoMan.com. Robot Web PC Wrestling. James Brown, who's already dead.
Right.
Versus Mr. Wizard, who's already dead.
Who's gonna win?
Who's gonna win the fight? In a death
after
fight.
Death.
Okay, and where is this taking place?
It doesn't matter, they're both dead, so it can't be a death match.
Winner,
oh, it's a
winner, winner comes back to life.
No. All right, fine.
All right, those are good odds.
The world would benefit from that fight.
Either one winning would be amazing. All
right, who's winning? Straight up fight, no street fight, no Saget rules.
Okay, I'm going with James Brown.
Yeah, why?
He's the hardest working man.
He's show business,
and that includes fighting.
It's true. All
right, the wizard.
You like the wizard?
Is a wizard
Fred Savage or Mr. Wizard?
Mr. Wizard.
Okay.
Is Mr. Wizard allowed to use his wizard skills?
Yeah, he's got a good question there.
Oh, that's true.
James Brown's got skills too.
He's probably just gonna turn him upside down. No, he's probably just gonna turn him upside down on a headstand and feed him apples.
What?
And prove that the esophagus pushes up. Mr. Wizard, that's how he's gonna beat James Brown.
Weren't you in elementary school?
Stop it. Yes, it was.
In elementary school, we did that experiment, and it was totally you.
Yeah, it was you. They made you turn upside down your head. I remember because I've heard this story.
Haven't been seen
before.
Since.
You know why?
Were you born in apple. America?
No, Joe's almost 30.
Oh, you are old 30?
Whatever.
I like.
Speaking of Fred Savage,
as he stews
his directorial
and drinks
debut
his drink
is going to happen soon. You know Daddy Day Camp.
Wait.
Wait, what?
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage called
director
up about
what?
This.
He did.
He did.
I didn't get this voicemail.
Let me play it for you.
Okay.
We got it just now.
Hey, Ben and Joe, Fred Savage. I just wanted to let you know my movie, Daddy Day Camp, drops next month. It's going to be off the chain. I hope you see it. Cuba is the man, and I've seen his penis. Dope cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Eddie Murphy. Listen, I'm really upset about not being in Daddy Day Camp. I was in Daddy Daycare, the blockbuster success that should have won the Oscar that year. I don't know if you guys know this.
Hi, I was the little boy in the movie who shit all over the bathroom.
What's
do you
up?
Remember that? When I was in that movie with you?
I do.
I shit everywhere. There was shit everywhere, and you had to clean it up. Even though it was a movie, they made you clean it up. Do you remember that, Eddie? Eddie, do you remember?
I remember that.
Dope cheese. I'm the little boy. Shit everywhere. Dope cheese.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting phone call.
Yeah.
Why were they together?
Well, you know Eddie Murphy.
He's Doc.
You do? You know Eddie Murphy?
I do.
When'd you meet him?
So why was the little boy there?
They hang out periodically.
Like the Table of Elements?
Yep.
Science rules.
I love science.
Alright. You think now that Mr. Wizard's dead, that Bill Nye's finally gonna get, like, the attention he deserves?
I hope so.
What about Beakman?
Yes. What about Beekman?
Who?
You never saw that show?
Beekman's World?
Beekman's World.
I vaguely remember that.
That was... I'm sorry.
I'm going with Bill Nye, though.
Excuse me?
That guy's just a Bill Nye wannabe.
Do you want to go out in the hall and fight? Because I will take you down.
Don't touch the walls.
All right, while we're going out in the hall and fight, let's play our next voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is the big-ass rat from Beekman's World. Yeah. I'm just calling in to say that Beekman fired my ass with his nasty hair. I'm joining with Bill Nye. Fuck you, Beekman. Fuck you. Dope cheese.
How does that black eye feel, huh?
I was just going to say, you won't let your girlfriend be in a Macho Man at MachoMan.com on the World Wide Web featuring wrestling match against Andrea, but you go out in the hole and fight?
Well, if the whole match was about, you know, who was a better science person, and, you know, maybe then I'd let her.
Who's a better science person, Mr. Delino?
Okay.
Yes. The answer
is...
Excuse me while I move the microphone. The answer is yes. What happened to our carpet?
Donnelly Backus.
Hey.
I don't know, somebody shit all over it. It was that little kid.
That boy was here.
Eddie Murphy was in your apartment.
That boy's gotta go. Well, this is quite a crazy show.
Oh, crazy.
It was crazy.
Quiz Benoit. Did he just call?
He did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Lindsay, you pooped all over the room.
I guess I was the boy.
It was probably just on the floor, but
that
I guess
weird.
It melted under your hot feet.
Is that crazy?
I think he was having technical difficulties in hell, or whatever it is.
He's in hell.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it like, if you follow the Bible, like, you kill yourself, you go to hell? Or something
that's
like
true.
That?
But what if he said right before he died, I say Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, he's going to heaven, right?
I don't think that's how it works.
No? Well, we'll find out another day. This is a pretty weird show.
This was a weird show.
I think this was our
weirdest?
We are gonna go now. We got a shitload of voicemails on that hot topic we were just talking about.
We did.
We're gonna play those.
As we leave you.
Yeah, consecutively.
Yeah. So.
All 5 of those voicemails.
Right. So call us up.
What's the number?
718-304-7856.
Not 3, don't call 3.
No.
You'll get Hector, whatever his name is, and he does not like pterodactyls.
He loves giraffes.
Well, he's great, then.
He's an asshole. You can Gmail us, too, if you don't want to call us. It's iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Did you even mention we were doing this on a TV?
I did not.
Computer?
Why didn't you? It's your TV.
The internet is crazy.
It is.
Facebook us.
Facebook
go
us?
Go to Facebook, and you look for us. Ben and Joe, Ice Cream Sandwich.
That's our old show.
Isn't it iHeart Snacks?
Yes, it is iHeart Snacks. And you can MySpace us.
iHeartSnacks on Facebook.com.
And Jesus. iHeart Snacks and Jesus.
I remember
you can
that.
MySpace us at MySpace.com.
Just be the MySpace friend.
iHeartSnacks/iHeartSnacks Radio.
And if you're porn, just say
stop.
We're porn. Instead
I hate
of
porn emails.
This is Annabelle. I was checking out your profile. Maybe we should get together and screw.
No, I like I was on my friend's computer, and I don't have a MySpace profile. This is hers. I'm using it. You guys never get that one.
No.
Yeah. I'm a slut.
Yeah. So do all those things to contact us. Support the show. Which means kick
right.
Ben's mom
right
in the balls.
Right. Write a review on iTunes.
Yeah, say, Joe is really cool, Ben is a jewel. It rhymes.
Yeah, but give these guys the best review you possibly can because they're totally worth it. It's true.
And,
this is from a woman who never listens.
I'm always
in general
there
in or never listens to the show?
Look at her eyes. They're black, aren't they?
I cry a lot.
2 black eyes.
I cry myself to sleep at night.
I'm kidding.
You got a 360?
I got an Xbox 3 what?
360.
I got a what 360?
I might be getting one soon. Got my paycheck.
Check out Ben. He's getting a paycheck.
My Xbox Live Arcade name will be Joe's mom has hairy balls on her face. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Erica and
hope
Andrea
I can make it that long.
Donnelly.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks for
thank
coming
you.
To
thank you.
The show.
You're welcome.
Thanks for dinner.
You're welcome.
It was good.
The cucumber salad.
Thanks for marrying me.
Me too.
Dope cheese. Right?
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Guess where
dope
I'll see you.
At the movies?
No.
Okay, this is Julia Roberts. I just wanted to call because I heard that the Hot Topic was Batman. I'm pretty sure there was only one Batman movie. That's the one with George Clooney. I'm a big fan. I've been in a lot of his movies. There was one recently, Ocean's 12. I'm pretty sure you saw it. So, Batman, only one, George Clooney, Batnips, totally great. Dope cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe, George Clooney. Me and Ben, I just got back from Mars, because that's where we did it. It put sex on Mars. I just wanted to call in saying that I am ashamed of the movie I made. And, you know that there's only one Batman. That's Michael Keaton, the original. Dope cheese, fuckers.
This is Owen Wilson. That's right, Owen fucking Wilson. I am so mad. I almost killed myself because I wasn't invited to Mars to do Ben in the butthole. I'm supposed to talk about Batman, and I also like Michael Keaton. He was the best Batman. He was the best Batman in Batman Returns. Not the first Batman, and not all those ones with my friend George Clooney, who does Ben in the butthole.
Hey, George Clooney.
Hey, George Clooney. I hate you right now. I'm so mad.
Come on.
I'm going to go cut myself.
Please don't.
All right.
You can come to Mars with me.
Yes.
We'll go to Mars. This man has just turned into a snake.
Hi, it's Michael Keaton. You may know me from such films as Batman, Beetlejuice, Multiplicity, a couple other things I did. I just want to say that, yeah, of all the Batmans, I really enjoy Christian Bale's work. It's fresh, it's new, it's hip. Every single clone of me really likes it. We're big fans. And, you know, I just... Owen Wilson, you can bite my ass. Dope cheese.
This is Tim Burton calling in. Yeah, I'm tired of all these actors. I'm gonna stick to my clay animation and doll animation. Fuck them all. I wanted Marky Mark to play Batman originally, but he's too busy with the Funky Bunch at that time. But, you know, hopefully next movie come out, I'll be in it as Batman. Dope cheese.